farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
The Jamaica Dairy Development Board partners with the Western and Northeast Regional Health Authorities in an initiative for expectant mothers. We tell you more on today's edition of Calling Farmers, or Jamaican Saying of the Day segment is also part of the program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Hey, woman, how are you doing inside yourself?
Please. Can't manage no more.
Hey, you know so much customer there.
Just memory self, because no, please.
You know you're getting up.
Yeah, man, she more. She look nice, man.
Not all sex workers have a choice. Some are victims of human trafficking, and many don't make it out alive. Call 811 or the nearest police station to report suspected cases of human trafficking.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
The Jamaica Dairy Development Board, in partnership with the Western and Northeast Regional Health Authorities, Islet Dairies and Edwards Farm Limited, has rolled out an initiative to distribute milk to expectant mothers at prenatal clinics in a bid to boost their nutritional health. Under the initiative, expectant mothers from select antenatal clinics will receive 3 liters of milk per week for 3 months to improve their health and that of their babies. The milk will be contributed by separate groups Surge Island Dairies, Jamaica Beverages, Edwards Dairy, and Island Dairies Limited. Scores of pregnant women who recently attended the antenatal clinic at the Montego Bay Type 5 Clinic in St. James received supplies of milk. Later this week, similar distributions will be made at the Cambridge Health Center in St. James, the Savannah Lamar Public General Hospital in Westmoreland, and the Arocabessa Antenatal Clinic in St. Mary. Communication specialist Huntley Medley says the project is part of government's thrust to increase milk production in Jamaica and revitalize the dairy industry.
So we decided that starting in Montego Bay, we would be, on behalf of the Dairy Board, sharing with pregnant mothers, partnering with our milk processors, and the aim is to provide part of the requirement of pregnant women.
The initiative is also aimed at increasing demand for the commodity through heightened awareness of its nutritional value. The project was launched on World Milk Day, June 1, and is expected to be introduced at the Victoria Jubilee, Kingston, Listed Hospital in St. Catherine, Mapen General in Clarendon, the Savannah Lamar Public General Hospital in Westmoreland, and the Arocabessa Antenatal Clinic in St. Mary. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day.
Rain never fall a one man door.
Translation: rain never falls at one man's door, and this means when it rains on all.
You may apply for legal aid at the Kingston or Montego Bay Legal Aid Clinics, the Norman Manley Law School Legal Aid Clinic, or the Legal Aid Council. You may also inform the judge or magistrate in your matter that you require an attorney at law to represent you. Contact the Legal Aid Council at 948-4861 or email aid.legal@moj.gov.jm for further information. A message from the Legal Aid Council.
Students 16 to 18 years old, listen up.
After fifth form, where next?
The Career Advancement Program, CAP.
The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information offers 2 additional years of training to prepare you for higher learning and the job market.
Free tuition available at more than 100 institutions island-wide in partnership with the HireTrust NTA, National Youth Service, Registered Apprenticeship Program, Jamaican Foundation for Lifelong Learning.
For more information and to register, go to moey.gov.jm.
Call 9679020 or 9677802 or email CAP at moey.gov.jm.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for other important developments in the agriculture sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.